Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Coach is going to have his picks in a little bit. We always love that segment. Brought to you by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. It's going to be great. We always look forward to it. As a matter of fact, you should know that Dave Wannstedt and Chris Tannehill are going to be live at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan for the Four Winds Football Forecast on Sunday, October 12th.
Ooh. That's awesome. I love that Tanny gets a chance to go out there and do that stuff with Coach.
Oh, yeah. Tanny runs a show.
Of course he does.
And New Buffalo is great. And Four Winds, we love them being a partner here to us on The Score. If you're joining us now, you're like, hey, what are you guys doing here? We're on because we're going to be broadcasting from Circa, so the midday show was nice enough to switch with us. They're going to be on from 2 until 6, and they're going to be at Old Crow in Wrigleyville, and there's an opportunity for you to sign up for some really cool prizes thanks to the folks at Budweiser. So get on over to Old Crow, or just listen. You can watch the show on Twitch. I saw Connor leaving out here with all the stuff that they need to get everything squared away and done over at Old Crow.
I thought Alex had a really good college education. He took history of Western civilization. He took art history, but his greatest performance might have been in dry erase board holding. Alex, why don't you hop on over there? And Alex Kuhn doing his work. Right. His coach Wannstedt is going to draw something up for us. Make sure you're watching on Twitch. What do you got, Coach?
I talked about the flea flicker and
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm just going to draw it up here real quick.
All right, okay. Let me move that microphone a little bit.
Well, what happens is, how's this? Okay,
you're good.
Right here. Okay, what happens is we want to make it look obviously like a running play. That's number one. So the offensive line is coming off in that direction real hard because Caleb's going to come back and he's eventually going to actually hand the ball to our man Swift. Now, he's going to set the tight end, the second tight end in motion.
Going from right to left.
And he's coming over and block. Now watch, this is what they do. Cole Kmet had shifted from up on the line of scrimmage to the fullback position. And Cole, you know, tough, does it all. He's coming off, takes two steps.
To his right.
Like he's going to be the lead blocker for Swift. And then he peels back in this direction.
To the left.
And he's a blocker. Okay, so we got all kind of blockers over there. Now, once Swift gets the ball, okay, and our man Burton, he's coming off the ball like he's going to block this corner, this defensive back right there. On the other side, We got our man 14.
Zacchaeus
coming across.
From the right X position, he comes all the way across to the left side.
He's a safety valve. Okay, now, this is the key to the game. So we got plenty of guys blocking. If the running back takes two steps and Caleb is going to hand the ball off and he's going to just roll back here and he's just going to stand here. If the running back pitches the ball back now, everybody just assumes that it's a play action pass and everybody stays in their zones and there's no play. The key in, as I said, is that the running back's got to get all the way up in that offensive line. He's got to get these defenders right here coming after him. And that's exactly what he does. If you watch it, he almost bumps into the guard. And when the minute he does that, now this is what this defensive back did. He comes running up.
He came down in run support on that play.
The safety freezes right there. He doesn't get any depth. And the read on this, and then he's going to pitch the ball back to Caleb, and he's going to throw it. But Burden is the first read, and our man Zakai right here is the second read. So if this guy did not bite on it, and you work on it in practice, and you work on it both ways. You work on it where he doesn't fall for the flea flicker, okay, and he covers Burden. Now your guy that's going to be open is the shallow cross for about 15, 20 yards coming all the way across the field. So it's actually a two-read play for the quarterback, but the key that makes it go is the running back if he runs up in the line.
So if the – Alex, wait, hold it back up just for a second just to illustrate this. So Zacchaeus starts from the right side. He goes to the left on the crosser, okay?
Yep.
If the DB comes down and plays the run, then that opens things up for Burden to run past him.
Yep.
And that's what ended up happening. But if the DB stays true – And then you have Zacchaeus there on the left side for a read for Caleb to make.
The read is one, Burden. Is he open? If he's not, then I got a little two there for a reason, Leonard. That means that's the second read.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he's looking at.
I'll tell you, that's great stuff from Coach on
and
the dry
race. They're all covered, throw it away. And you know the other thing too, guys? Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
You know what? Guess what play? And there's only so much time in the NFL. I mean, they cut down how many, reps and all that stuff. You know who's working on this play probably every day one time? Is the Raiders, because they're getting ready for it. So the minute you run one of these plays, I used to like to run a fake punt early, even in the preseason. You know why? Because I says every week that other team is working on fake punt.
Just killing their practice time.
You're taking up reps. So, we won't run this again, maybe for, 4 or 5 weeks, maybe not all season, but they'll be working on it every week.
You know what was cool about it also, Coach, is that Ben said that his assistants, whether it's Declan or whoever, came to him and said, we were watching what the Cowboys did, and this was the trick. From the whole bag of tricks, this is the one we think is going to work.
I really liked what that Ben gave the assistant coaches credit there for coming to them and saying, hey, they'll bite up. If on the run, they're getting everybody they can up here to stop the run, and we got a chance to get behind them. So that was a great design play, a good call. You know, and the thing about these trick plays, I always liked running, be the first one to run a trick play because I thought you could sometimes talk the other coach out of it. But, every coach has them, and you work on them, but you got to call it at the right time of a game, at the right area of the field, at the right down and distance, at the right momentum swing. All those things come into calling a trick play at the perfect time. And they did.
Coach, we love this segment. We're so, like, and the reaction from it on Twitch is amazing. And so I'm trying to, for those of you like, hey, why do you keep jumping in? Because I want to make sure that we take care of the people on the radio side too.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a little bit of play by play to help out. But
no, it was perfect.
Coach, you did a great job of illustrating that, and we love putting you in your element. We love putting you in a position where you can teach us stuff.
I've scored with that play on offense, and I've had it, obviously, I said, thrown against me and completed too. So, I've been on both sides, but I know what makes the damn thing go,
What do you got to worry about with this Raiders team? If you're the Bears,
I'll tell you
what do you got to worry about?
You know what? we should be okay. Second, I mean, we should be able to get some pressure. They've already given up 12 sacks. Okay, and Geno Smith, can he scramble a little bit? Yeah, he's not an athlete like Caleb is, but I think he's playing very average. Okay, their offensive line is their weakness, and they're not running the ball. They got the best back in the draft, Ashton Jeanty, the kid out of
Boise
State. He's averaging 3 yards a carry. Okay, I mean, he's not doing any. He's been a non-factor. And as a team, they're averaging 4.9 yards a play. Now, what that tells me, what I'm throwing that out for our people, is what that means is when I would get the play-by-play after a game, I would look at it, and if we did not average run and pass together, not rushing or just passing, together 5.3, I always said 5.5. 5.5, we're probably not going to win the game. I mean, we'll be very fortunate. Something crazy has to happen for us to win. And they're not even averaging 5 yards a play with their pass and their run combined. So they haven't been very productive on their offense at all. That's probably their weakness. And their defense is okay. What did I say here about their defense? They're 19th in the league, but I just saw a note that I made. Okay, they got 7 sacks. They got 7 sacks on the year. I don't know. How many do we have? 6, something like that, maybe? 3 games? I think we got 6. Anyway, they're about where we had sacks, but they only have 1 interception. So they're not making a lot of negative plays with their defense. So, this is a good matchup for us. I mean, we're a better football team. I can honestly say that we are a better football team, in my opinion now. Now, I don't know what Vegas or anybody else is saying, but in my opinion, we're a better team.
Ready to make some picks?
Sure, absolutely. Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wannstedt.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
Okay, let's start off with our man Jim Harbaugh. All right, I think he's 7-0 versus rookie quarterback. So I like the Chargers over the Giants. Green Bay is going to come out with vengeance. They got the
Cowboys.
They got the Cowboys. That's right.
It's the Micah Parsons revenge game.
And you know what? Who are they going to put in there on defense? Flews can drop what he wants. They just don't have players. And then, you know, the team that should have won last week, I'm taking New England to beat Carolina. New England fumbled that ball 5 times last week, and you only win by a touchdown. That's because of the turnovers, okay? And then here's my last pick. I'm on the Bears, guys. I am on the Bears to beat Vegas this week. That's it.
That was the Four Winds Forecast every week with Dave Wannstedt. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
Coach, you talked to your old buddy Matt Eberflus. He had kind of a rough day.
I did not, you know, and...
He's having kind of a rough time down there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a bad combination, Spiggs. Let me tell you something.
Tell us.
When you can't rush the passer and you can't cover, that's a bad combination. Okay? One or the other. I've had teams where we've had one or the other, but thank God I've never had any that were both. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's tough.
Hey, I will tell you this about that game, though. I have two concerns. No, I know I've had a positive show. I don't want to say it. It's not negative. Two concerns.
Concerns are okay. Concernville is a lovely little place.
It's positive. Positive.
Okay.
We got to keep grinding on that running game. All right. I'm not over. I mean, we're okay running the ball, but we got to shore up our run defense. Okay.
Guy averaged 7.5 yards a carry last week.
Coach, in 3 games, we're around 6 yards. And let me tell you something. If my Hurricane Tyreek Stevens doesn't get that ball out on that opening drive.
Oh, you betcha.
Coach, that might – I give him a – well, in the old days at Miami, he'd have been well taken care of, okay?
Whoa. Okay. Statute of limitations is up. Yeah. What does he get?
No,
coach. Bag of cash?
Yeah, no, coach. Okay.
Expense account?
But let me tell you, that was a huge play, okay? That was a momentum-changing play. Now they're back doing it for illegally. Are you kidding me?
Hot tub stacked with people? I mean, what does he get?
What do you think Mario Cristobal's doing? Please.
It's Miami. You can find a lot of fun down there in Coral Gables. It's a good time.
Number two in the country.
Like to have it in cash, and I was tossing one of those gym bags you got.
Whatever it takes, Matt Nover.
Coach, you got some stuff that you got to do for the rest of the day?
Yeah, I got another hit, and now the Cubs. I didn't realize what time the game was, so I have to watch that tonight. We got a little Thursday night football. Doesn't really excite me much. Don't think I'll watch much. I'll watch a little bit, you know, but I'm more into the Cubs now.
I just got to tell you,
Arizona. Who they playing? Arizona and Seattle.
Seattle at Arizona tonight is the Thursday night game. Yes. Both teams with two wins, though.
Yeah, Seattle's playing really good defense. You know, and Kyler Murray, they're doing a nice job, both teams, exactly.
Coach, whenever you finish the other hit that you got on the other show, it's going to be 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be. In fact, I got to put, you just gave me, I got to get a hold of Terry. I got to get
some bourbon.
Coach, I got to get a little more bourbon.
Yeah, you do. You deserve it, Coach.
Thanks for reminding me, Spigs.
That is Dave Wanstead. He's great. And now he's going to get on with the rest of his day. But we appreciate it. And for those of you who jumped into the Twitch audience for the first time, we really appreciate you trusting that it would be beneficial. And you saw that it's good. And when we can learn stuff together, it's really, really awesome. So thanks for trusting us to do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.